Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Daryl Hall. Listen as we talk to Daryl about his music career and more. Tell us about your mother's influence on your music.
She was a very well-trained singer, and she taught me from the earliest age to sing, how to sing, because you don't just open your mouth to sing. She used to have me walking around at 2 years old, 3 years old. She said, "Bark, pant like a dog." That gets your diaphragm. You become aware of your diaphragm and singing, and that's where all good notes come from, really. She was in a band, and so my influences were going around watching the band pack up and watching the band play and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm talking about 2 years old, you know. And I got on stage right around then, you know. I was sort of a prodigy, and they put me out in front of people when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old.
Has your audience changed over the span of your career?
The following has morphed and changed just like I've morphed and changed. I have a very wide range of audience members. It goes everything from teenagers all the way up to people who followed me for, they're as old as me, you know, followed me for forever. I'd say it's about 50-50, maybe leaning a little more toward the young side. I guess they all have a common feeling about what I do. And the kind of music that I play, and the way I present it. I think the Live from Daryl's House show has brought a lot of different kind of eyes and perceptions to what I do. I think that was a really important factor in the change that happened over the past, now it's been a long time, 10, 15 years.
How do you approach the recording of Live from Daryl's House?
There's no planning whatsoever. It's the most spontaneous, real show that could ever be. This is my baby. I mean, I did it. I do everything. The whole idea was that I, you know, after all these years of touring, I decided to turn everything on its head and bring the world to me. Simple as that. And do it in the most intimate way I could do it, which would be in my house and have no audience. So everything was opposite land. It allowed the not only me and the band, but the guests to just react very differently than we would if we did this in front of a bunch of people. We lose our stage persona. You know, we're just hanging out, laughing, and playing some songs. That spontaneity and enthusiasm and laid-back happiness shows on the show. What you see is what happens when we gather. And there is no rehearsal. Everybody plays the parts that they learned individually. A lot of it's first takes. A lot of it, you just bang it out, and that's it. And it's amazingly exciting because we have to be so much on our toes, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen. There's no rehearsal. So it really it exudes that, you know, that excitement, that kind of manic excitement. And I think that's also an important part of the show, you know, where everybody can feel that excitement.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV.